Now we're taking calls for Brett Muller, 1300 872 911. Bob is on the line in the he's a CBD business owner. Bob, you're talking to Brett.
Hi, Brett. Bob.
Hi.
Yeah, Bob.
Mate, I've been listening for weeks and weeks now about the council ducking and diving on this CBD problem. It's not the fault of the state government. They're 2,000 kilometres away or something. It is the council's responsibility to supply or provide a safe environment. And they're not doing it. And all these fuzzy little deals they're coming up with is just a waste of time, like wanting to talk to these criminals through through the CBD, the cameras. This is just rubbish. In 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to have a lot of young Japanese tourists in this town. How the hell am I supposed to look after these young girls, little girls? They come in and buy things and they're going to walk around the street and get hassled by these clowns. Maybe their goods stolen. I've spoke to the council security room, and I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but if one of my girls had a problem in the shop, she could ring that number, the bloke will come out, but he's not allowed to enter our shop to do anything about it. Is this strange or...?
No. As I explained, Bob, we're confined by legislation as to what we can and can't do. Under the Local Government Act, we can have a presence through security patrols. We can report that criminal behaviour to the police. We can make our CCTV footage available to the police. But in terms of that criminal behaviour, that's the limit of what we can do under the legislation. And I stepped through quite a bit of that with George, and I've done previously, and I understand the frustration. But in terms of what we can do, and you have a view on the pilot project, but we're trying to be proactive within the constraints of the legislation we're allowed to work within to try and address it long term. But in respect to the criminal behaviour, it always comes back to police and the resourcing of police, which we support, and we support them through being able to report antisocial behaviour and provide footage of any criminal behaviour.
Yeah, sure. That's fine, and I understand that. However, the council has the authority and the ability to bring in bylaws, work with the police. If you saw the other day's paper, Innisfail's got a problem with people drinking on the Esplanade. What happened? The police go out and they clear it up. That can happen here in a week if the council had the guts to get the police and get in there and do it. It's got to happen. Who's going to be responsible when someone gets badly hurt or whatever? I'll tell you now something that's being put around town, and particularly the Esplanade end. There's people talking of printing and producing a brochure warning tourists that Cairns is a dangerous city after night, and to be very careful of where they go because they'll have no protection. That's not going to be very nice, but from what I'm told, it is going to happen. And yes, I'll be part of it. It's just wrong, totally stupid, and doesn't need to be happening. You can clear it up in a week. And, you know, it just gets frustrating, even on that radio show. These criminals are getting called children. That's a load of rubbish. They're not children. They're young criminals. That's it. I just don't get it. And if the police can't stop them, it's because they're not in there. They're not doing their job. That simple.
Okay.
I got nothing else to say. I'm wasting my breath, I'm sure. But it's just, it's ridiculous for a tourist town. It shouldn't happen. It doesn't need to happen. And you guys can stop it.
Yeah, well...
thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Bob. Right.
That's Bob on the line, a business owner in the Cairns CBD.